Shalom, this is Nitza Moshe with the Remnant Mama Show, where we are living and learning a restoration lifestyle here on the Hebrew Nation radio station. I'd like to thank you for joining me today. I'm going to begin a series on shemen in the Hebrew, which we call essential oils, particularly therapeutic essential oils. I would like for us to first begin to look at the word in the Hebrew, particularly the ancient Hebrew. The first letter is a shin, which can mean pressed, eat, too, sharp. It is a picture that looks like your two front teeth. It could also refer sometimes to white, the white of the teeth or teeth. The second letter is a ma or a mem, which can mean fluid, water, blood, chaos, mighty. And it looks like a M or like little waves of water. And then the next letter, the last letter, is the nun, which is the sprout or the seed. And it can mean to continue, as in to continue the heir of a family. And so when we look at the word, we have pressed, fluid, from that which is sprouted. And throughout Scripture, we will see examples of Father using plants, in particular therapeutic essential oils, for healing. And also, if we really take a look at it, we'll see that it also took care of bacteria and viruses. Stop and think about the tabernacle, and when they were slaughtering the animals, Father gave them a prescription, actually, of what oils to mix. And when you look at the properties of these oils, you will find that they're antibacterial, antiviral, etc. And that would explain how they kept themselves healthy, the tabernacle healthy. And even during the time of the plague, Aaron took the censer and went down amongst the Israelites and stopped the plague with the essential oil fumes, basically, that were coming off out of that censer that he was carrying. It fumigated them. Today, in modern terms, we would do probably cold air diffusing with essential oils. And in other countries, they do use say, for instance, the resin from the frankincense or the myrrh. It almost looks like a little rock. And they would use the heat to melt to bring out that smell. And, you know, for those of us that are in the baby boomers, we would think of incense in that sense of using the oils for therapeutic. Now, I want to show you, which I will try to do throughout these teachings, that essential oils and linen work on frequency, or the energy that's created. I believe that energy and that creation is the life itself, Yahuwah, Yahushua, the beginning, the Aleph to the Tav, the All to the Tav, the Alpha to the Omega. And it is the word of Yahweh that created these. And when he created things, when he is the light and the life of the world, he put a signature frequency in everything that's created. And that signature and frequency can either be good to the body or bad. We see certain energy in the darkness, in dark things, and things that smell bad. On a spiritual level, there's certain smells. There's smells that you can, you know, you get a whiff of and you're just sick. And then there's smells and you just, oh, you feel life and you feel light and you feel good. And those smells will be good and the energy will be good. And Father created these, and we can study this down to the chemistry and the physics, which I will tell you right here and now, I am not a scientist. I am not even an expert at essential oils. What I know about essential oils is that they work. And I approach it from what I would want to have a simple grandma approach of using oils and how they would have used them in the ancient days. And I don't think they had all the chemistry books and the physics books. However, if anyone out there questions me, there are some excellent books on the topic. Dr. Stewart has a book, Gary Stewart has a book called The Chemistry of Essential Oils, or I think it's the subtitle is like God's Love and Molecules. And you can see and prove to yourself that these oils have all these scientific properties, etc., that heal the body. I want to move from the spirit, and I love to see it confirmed in the Word, and or the Word show me something, and then the Spirit reveals something. And that is actually how essential oils came to me. It was a revelation that Father gave me in the passages in the Renewed Testament where it talks about call the elders. If anyone's sick, call the elders and have them come and put oil on the sick and put a laying of hands. When I started understanding the properties, the antiviral, the antibacterial properties, etc., of essential therapeutic oils or shemen, it just hit me like, oh my goodness, they weren't supposed to just come and lay hands and use just any oil. It was particular oils, and these oils had power to heal that Father put in those oils. Now, what's really interesting is when they do testing with essential oils and their frequency or their energy, and they also do testing with what they call energy medicine, and prayer is considered energy medicine, which, of course, there's energy. There's power in the Word. There's power in what we speak. The Scriptures tell us that. And what's interesting is that they have tested oils, and they have tested words of, you know, affirmation versus words of degradation, etc. They have found that there is more energy or more frequency when you pray, and there's more frequency in different oils when you pray. So, say an oil has a certain megahertz of frequency, it can actually be enhanced by adding another oil such as myrrh or by adding prayer. And so what I'm saying here is that prayer has the energy that Father's given it to heal. Oils have energy that He's given to heal. And He created all things, and He created both of those. And these are like tools that we can carry with us in this knowledge of understanding. What if we didn't have essential oils? We always have prayer. We can always call on the name of Yahuwah, Yahweh, Elohim, Jehovah, however you pronounce that. And there is power in the Word because His Spirit is there. But He's also given us an arsenal of things that He created. And that, and one of those is essential oils. And if we wanted to tear it apart, we could see that there is a science behind this. And science, I will define, and when I talk about science, I'm saying that science is knowledge. Knowledge of what Yahweh has made and what He has created and how those things work. And science will always prove Yahweh's word. It is not the other way around. And so that is how I refer to it. He is the one who, He is the creator. The New Agers out there have gotten a lot of these things right when it comes to herbs and oils and what we would call energy medicine. But they don't acknowledge and they don't give the glory to the creator of it all. And they are misled. And they do not know who He is. They do not have a revelation of the Spirit of the living God. And so that does not mean, though, that those things are bad. Father wants to restore this knowledge to His people like He did in ancient Israel. So when I approach these, I want to approach it from a point of view that I don't need proof in a scientific way. I want proof by the Ruach. I want proof by the Scriptures. And I want the experience of knowing, being able to use the oils and see that they work. And that is the way I want to approach it. So please don't misunderstand me. I am not an expert. I know that the oils that we carry come from all over the world, and they're the best oils. I work with an expert who makes sure that these oils are the best and are undiluted and are not pure in the definition according to FDA or the Codex laws. It says that the oils only have to be 3% pure to be labeled pure, but that they are pure in the sense that they are undiluted and undefiled, which would to me be a Torah perspective of not mixing anything with the pure and the impure. Let us, we have just a few minutes before our break, and I would like to take you back to Genesis 1, and that would be Genesis 1:1, and let's look at what the word says, because I think we can see this in the scripture. In the beginning, Al-Tah, which some would translate in the modern Hebrew as El, or Elohim, Aleph Tav. In the beginning, Al-Tah created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Ruach, or the spirit of Al, or Elohim, moved upon the face of the waters. Now let's take a look at that word, moved. Moved, in the modern Hebrew, means to flutter, move, or shake. In the ancient, it means to flutter, the stirrings, or the shakings, as in a bird nest. Now, I believe that because the All in the Al-Tah was right there in the beginning, that fluttering or that moving was that energy, that light, that force, that frequency of life that represents who Yahweh is. And we will come back in a few minutes and we'll talk a little bit more about that, and we'll go on with our study on Shemen.
Mommy, my tummy hurts. What should I do?
Oh, honey, I am so sorry. Let's pray and ask Yahweh to heal you. Also, we need to remember that He created plants for us to help heal our bodies. Why don't we try some tummy rub? Maybe that will get you feeling better in a jiffy.
Wow! Thanks, Mom. You were right. Tummy rub does soothe my tummy. Now I can play.
For more information about tummy rub, go to the Hebrew Nation radio store and click on Remnant Remedy.
Welcome back. This is the Remnant Mama Show, and this is Nitza Moshe. Okay, we were talking about the fluttering in Genesis 1:1, or the creation of the signatures, the frequencies that were in the All and the Tah, or the Word of Yahweh. We're going to continue with that in just a moment. But first, I believe I made a mistake, and I said that the chemistry book, if you wanted to study the chemistry behind the essential oils, that it was Dr. Gary Stewart, and it's not. It's Dr. David Stewart. And the book is called Chemistry of Essential Oils Made Simple, or God's Love Manifest in Molecules. So let's go back and revisit how Genesis 1:1 actually reveals to us, in that fluttering or that creation with the word, the All and the Tah, that we can see this in some other verses. In the Renewed Testament, we have John chapter 1, verse 1, and it says, "In the beginning," which would be the Bereshit, Genesis 1, "was the Word," the All, the Tah, or the Aleph and the Tav, or the Alpha and the Omega. "And the Word," the Al-Tah, "was with God, and the Word was God." Or we could say, "In the beginning was the All, the Tah, and the All and the Tah was All," or Yahweh, "and the Word," the All, the Tah, "was Yahweh. The same was in the beginning with All," or Al-Tah, "or Elohim. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." So that fluttering, that energy, that life that was in the All and the Tah with Yahweh, Yahuwah. All things were made by Him, and with this life and energy that He is. He said, "I am the light of the world." I believe that light is that energy. "And in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." So again, just think about that creation, of that vibration that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, would come across and begin to create, or bara, the things that Father was creating when he created the earth to create his house with his people to dwell in. We can look at this again in Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 15. And we're talking, referring to Yahushua, Yeshua, Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And so we do see in Genesis 1:1 that before all things was the Al-Tah, and that the visible and those invisible things, like the signature frequencies that he created in all things, is right there in Genesis 1:1. Now, the Shemin and the linen, for that matter, I believe was taken from Israel. It was taken into captivity. So let's go to the book of Hosea, chapter 2, and let's start with verse 5, where we see a prophecy that we're going to see the Shemin, or the oil, the essential oil, leave from the treasury, I believe, of Yahweh's people, Israel. Hosea chapter 2, verse 5 says, "For their mother has played the harlot. She has conceived them that's done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax," or linen in that case, which is what the flax is made to use the linen, "and my shemen," or my ointments of oils, "and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up the way with thorns and make a wall that she shall not find her paths. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then it was better for me than now. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and shemen," or oil, "and I was the one who multiplied her silver and her gold that they prepared for Baal," or "to the house of Lael," or darkness. "Therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time of thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and I will recover my wool and my flax to cover her nakedness. And now will I discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of mine hand. And I will cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her moedims, her new moons, and her Shabbats, and all the other solemn feasts." So we didn't just lose our Sabbaths, our Moedims, the appointments with Yahweh. We lost our flax. We lost our linen. We lost those things that clothed and were anointings and all the tools and accessories that came with the treasuries of the house of Israel that Yahweh had for his people. And they were to bring life and energy and healing and prosperity. And so those things and the secrets behind them, I believe, have been taken. Now let's go and look at the book of Hezekiah. About Hezekiah. And 2 Kings 20:13, "And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver, the gold, the spices, and the precious shemen, or ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto Hezekiah, and said unto him, What said these men, and from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are from the far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in your house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. I think that Hezekiah maybe forgot that the treasures really belong to Yahweh. Don't we all think that the things that we have in our life belong to us? instead of realizing that nothing belongs to us, that it's all His, and we are just blessed to be His servant and His steward? Let me continue. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of Yahweh. Behold, the days will come that all that is in your house, and all that which your fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon, and nothing shall be left, said the Lord, or Yahweh, or Yahuwah. So we see again, we have a prophecy that these treasuries of the house of Israel are going to be taken into captivity. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 36, 15, we see that where it says, and Yahuwah, all of their fathers, sent them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of all and despised his words and misused his prophets until the wrath of Yahuwah rose against the people, till there was no remedy. Hence, remnant remedy. Father has a remedy for us, and he's restoring it to us in his last days as he's putting together his living stones tabernacle. And part of that is the linen and the oils. Let's continue. Therefore he brought upon them the king of the Chaldees, who slew their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion upon the young men or maiden or old man or him that stooped for age, for he gave all into his hand. And all the vessels of the house of all are God, great and small, and treasures of the house of Yahweh, and the treasures of the king and all his princes, these were brought into Babylon. And they burnt the house of all, and they brake down the walls of Jerusalem, and they burnt all the palaces thereof with fire, and destroyed all the goodly vessels thereof. So, as we see, there was prophetic words given that we would lose, that we were his people, that we would lose our Sabbaths, our Moedims, our appointments with him, the understanding of his calendar, and we would lose, besides so many other things, we would lose our community of believers, of being able to live and walk in Torah and the safety and the benefit of a loving king. But we also lost our linen and our flax, or our shemen. And so, as Father has pressed upon us, we will do as Jeremiah 6:16, thus saith Yahuwah, Yahweh, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old or olam hidden paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Thank you for this time, and please come back again. I will be doing these pre-recorded shows, and I think they're going to be aired every Monday at 2:30 p.m. and at 4:30 a.m. Thank you. Bless you all. Shalom. When she hears of disaster, she is not scared.